This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Veterans Day, and that is the focus of many things happening in the Umpqua Valley. We welcome in veteran Gwen Best. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us a little bit about your background and your service to the nation.
Well, I spent 26 years in the military. I started out in the Marines, and then I transitioned to the Air National Guard for a couple of years, and then I transitioned to the Army National Guard, and served all over the place.
So not a lot of people, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but it's not always common to switch around like that, is it?
No, it's not. I did that due to family circumstances. When I first went in, women were not allowed to have kids. And after I'd been in a little while, I got married and had a baby, and so I had to get out. And then later on, they changed the rules, and I was able to go back in.
So was there a particular job that you kind of focused on in the military?
Yeah, I started out as a communications specialist running a fixed station comm center. But I transitioned later on and became the first sergeant of a transportation company driving big rigs.
Wow, big change. Now, when you were doing the communications work, what kinds of things did you do on a daily basis?
We typed up about 100 and anywhere between 100 and 150 messages. This was way before everybody had emails on their desk. And so they'd type up messages for the Commandant of the Marine Corps. It'd come down to the comm center. We'd type them onto teletypes and send it over the wires through a computer that was absolutely huge at the time. It took up the whole room, and it only had 5K of memory.
Oh, my gosh.
That was huge then, though.
So what year are we talking about there?
1971 to 74.
You know, those computers, I remember that. Well, I'm backing up looking at what we can do now versus what you could do then. That was incredible. So you got into transportation. What was that like?
It was fun. I'd been driving big rigs. I grew up in a farm. And so I'd been driving big things, tractors and such, for years, even starting as a kid at age 8. So when they transitioned me into the transportation company, I loved it. The best part of being a first sergeant is being able to help the troops get what they need to get to do their jobs and guide the younger ones, bring them up. It's an awesome job.
So were you always in the U.S. or did you go overseas?
No, I didn't get to go overseas. I'd move from unit to unit. And as soon as I'd move, the unit would go somewhere. It's a little disappointing for me, but I was satisfied that the troops that I trained survived.
What parts of the country were you in?
Mostly Nevada, but I went to Fort Huachuca, Arizona a couple of times. I went to Fort Gordon, Georgia 3 different times. Fort Riley, Kansas. Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Wow. So, and how many years were you in altogether?
26.
So, I mean, that's a very lengthy time, and you had a family at the same time, right?
Yes.
So, that probably, does that add a lot of stress to life or complicate things a bit?
It did, but it's manageable. When you've got friends and family and troops that you work with, they've got families too, and so we all help each other. So, I don't think it's any more stressful than regular life. It's just different.
So, when you, what made you decide that it was finally time to exit?
My body couldn't do it anymore. It's a lot of heavy lifting, you know, carrying packs with your clothes and stuff, and when you deploy, and I just couldn't do it anymore. So it was time to leave, and the next generation was coming up. It's time for them to step up and do what they were trained to do.
So what year did you leave?
I left in 2002.
So a lengthy career there. What did you do after that?
at first, I worked for emergency management, and then I worked for the governor of Nevada. I was the deputy director for Homeland Security. That's right after 9/11 happened, and I had some expertise in security. So I did that, and then I became a financial advisor, and for 10 years I helped people manage their incomes, their investments.
Now, when you were deputy dealing with Homeland Security, that was on the state level, right?
Correct. Yeah.
But that's still, I mean, during that time, that had to be a pretty gritty job.
It was pretty stressful, really. We didn't know what was going to happen or when. You know, after the towers went down, people were pretty scared. I fielded a lot of phone calls from people coming to Nevada who were afraid. And they wanted to make sure everybody had security and they'd be safe. So it was pretty stressful.
Now, how'd you get into the financial side of things?
I'd been investing for years, and my financial advisor kept telling me, you need to do this. And I didn't believe him. I kept telling him, I've got a job. I don't need another job. But when I got out of the military, I thought, I'm not going to be searching anymore. Or after Homeland Security. I don't want to be searching for bad guys. I want to do something fun and interesting. And I've always been interested in finances. So I studied and became a stockbroker, and I really loved it.
Wow. Now, were you still in Nevada then?
No, I started in Nevada, but I moved up here because my parents were here. And so I worked in Eugene for the Pentagon Federal Credit Union. And I got tired of traveling. We had a really bad year the first year I started working for them. And the travel, it was $4 a gallon for gas, and it was 60 miles up, 60 miles back. So I quit that, and I started working for Waddell & Reed here in Roseburg. And I was there for 8 years, so...
Wow. So how long ago did you retire?
I don't remember.
not that long ago, though.
No, about 8 years ago, I guess now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you look around now what brought you to Roseburg? I guess I should back up there.
Yeah, my parents retired here from Nevada. And I had my two sons in Nevada, but I figured probably it'd be better to be with my parents. They'd be here the shorter time than the kids. And so I moved up here. I got a house four doors down from theirs, and life was good.
Sometimes that can be a little too close, though.
No, it was fine. I got along really well with my parents. You know, they raised the four of us to be independent thinkers, and we could talk our opinions and not be criticized.
So talk about the being part of the veterans community in Douglas County.
Currently I'm the president of the Douglas County Veterans Forum, which is where all the veterans groups come together, and we deconflict different things that are going on, help each other out. I'm also the commander of the American Legion post in Sutherland, post 121. I'm also in the Woman Marine Association in Eugene. I don't get to get up there too often because I have so many things going on here with the veterans groups, but I get to the national convention. They have a convention every 2 years, and I'm able to go to that.
So what do you think about on Veterans Day?
I think about all of the veterans that have served and what they gave up. You know, they left home as young people, and they sacrificed all of that. Some of them never came home. Today, we're honoring veterans from the Vietnam War. They're the Grand Marshals. It's been 50 years since they came home, and they didn't really get a good welcome when they came home. And so we want to celebrate that. They sacrificed, they went away, they did what they were told to do, and they deserve to be recognized.
So. All right, Gwen Best. Boy, you've had and still have a very busy, full life.
Yeah, I do. Some people don't want my schedule. I'd like to cut it in half and give it to somebody, but I can't say no.
But it sounds like you thrive on it.
I do. I get bored really easily. And I'd rather be doing something productive. I volunteer at the library in Sutherland. I'm the treasurer there. And I'm a Lion, in Sutherland, so we do a lot of things for the community. And I don't think government's the answer. I think the people are. And so I feel strongly that I need to volunteer, and I would hope others would volunteer.
All right. Well, Gwen Best, thank you for your service. It's been fascinating to getting to hear about your life.
Oh, well, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate being a... can I say one word about the parade?
Sure.
We would like the floats. They were... this year, we've assigned times for them to show up, and we'd like them to show up at the assigned time, and that way it'll go a little smoother for everybody getting in there. So.
And you're going to be busy. In fact, you're probably going over there right now.
No, I'm not. I am not a person who gets well with crowds. I do all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
All right, very good. Gwen Best, 8:42 at the Morning Report.